Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 16. We're studying that event in which Peter made that great confession that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we're going to be looking at some of the background that led up to that in this Sunday school lesson. And we're going to be following as our guide notes written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 6th, 1924. Now, while you're getting ready for this lesson, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's get to this lesson. The great confession which Peter and the other apostles made, and the good confession which Jesus made before Pilate, and which Timothy witnessed before many witnesses, is of vast importance. Let me read this to you in 1 Timothy 6, verses 13 through 17. Paul writes to Timothy, I charge thee in the sight of God, who giveth life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession, that thou keep the commandment without spot and without reproach unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his own times he shall show, who is the blessed and only Pontiac, King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power eternal. Amen. Now that's reading 1 Timothy 6, verses 13 through 16. It was after the feeding of the 5,000 of the last lesson that Jesus retired to a mountain to pray. He spent most of the night in prayer, and in the fourth watch of the night, between 3 o'clock and 6 in the morning, he went, walking on the stormy sea, to his disciples, who had rolled all night against contrary winds and had gone only about 3.5 miles. On the next morning, after the labor of the preceding day and a sleepless night of prayer, he met the multitudes and began another day of arduous work, during which he instructed the people concerning the bread of life. Now let me read to you the events between the feeding of the 5,000 and his going up on that mountain and hearing this confession from Peter. It is found in John chapter 6. And we're going to begin reading in the book of John. I think I can turn to it here while we're live on the air, while we're recording. John chapter 6 and beginning in verse 12. And we'll read the rest of this chapter. In John 6 and verse 12, we read, And when they were filled, now that's the 5,000 that had come to Jesus in the wilderness. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Go gather up the broken pieces that remained over, that nothing be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces from the 5 barley loaves which remained over unto them that had eaten. When therefore the people saw the sign which he did, they said, Of a truth, this is the prophet that cometh into the world. Jesus therefore, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again into the mountain himself alone. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and they entered a boat, and were going over the sea into Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea was rising by reason of a great wind that blew. When therefore they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they beheld Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the boat, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. They were willing therefore to receive him into the boat, and straightway the boat was at the land whither they were going. John chapter 6 and verse 22. On the morrow the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there save one, and that Jesus entered not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples went away alone. Howbeit there came boats from Tiberias nigh to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. And when the multitude therefore saw Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou thither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw signs, but because ye ate the loaves and were filled. Work not for the food which perisheth, but for the food which abideth into eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him the Father, even God, hath sealed. They said therefore unto him, What must we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What then dost thou for a sign, that we may see and believe thee? What workest thou? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus therefore said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, It was not Moses that gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father which giveth you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down out of heaven and giveth life unto the world. They said therefore unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall not hunger, but he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I say unto you, that ye have seen me, and ye believe not. All that which the Father giveth me shall come into me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that of all that which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that every one that beholdeth the Son and believeth on him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6 and verse 41. The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How doth he now say, I'm come down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall all be taught of God. Every one that hath heard from the Father and hath learned cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he that is from God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your father ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which cometh down out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Yea, and the bread which I give is my flesh for the life of the world. John 6 and verse 52. The Jews therefore strove one with another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have not life in yourselves. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he that eateth me, he shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. John chapter 6 and verse 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said unto them, Doth this cause you to stumble? What, then, if you should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was gone before? It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are the Spirit and are the life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who it was that should betray him. And he said, For this cause have I said unto you, that no man can come unto me except it be given unto him of the Father. John chapter 6 and verse 66. Upon this, many of his disciples went back to walk no more with him. Jesus said therefore to the 12, Would ye also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, Did I not choose the 12, and one of you is a devil? Now he spake of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he that should betray him, being one of the 12. I want you to notice, toward the end of this reading, the confession that Peter had made when he said that thou art the Holy One of God. These are the events leading up to Jesus at Caesarea Philippi, where Peter would say, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It would be soon after this discourse on the bread of life that the Passover came that is mentioned in John chapter 6 and verse 4. Those who attended this Passover from Galilee and reported his marvelous works and increasing fame, helped to arouse those in the authorities at Jerusalem. And so there came to Jesus from Jerusalem Pharisees and scribes, Matthew 15:1, no doubt sent by the authorities there, to counteract his mighty and wide-spreading influence in Galilee. They openly and boldly attacked him, charging his disciples with transgressing the tradition of the elders. They held the traditions of the elders of equal authority with the law of Moses. These traditions, they supposed, were handed down orally from one generation to another from the time of Moses while the law was being written. Jesus replied to this accusation, not by denying that his disciples did it, but by attacking the traditions themselves as wrong, and by showing that these Jews had set aside and transgressed God's law by their traditions. He showed how they did it, and condemned them strongly as hypocrites and vain worshippers, because they taught for doctrine the commandments of men. Any worship at all today which springs from human authority is vain, and every human addition to God's word is a greater or lesser degree makes void some command of God.